Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you actually see this live, I pray that it bless you. So this morning, my title is God's Good Plan for You. God's good plan for you. Once again, some of us have to repent because, you know, everything around us is perishing. Everything around us is dying. And now here's why. Here's why. Because you don't really know. You don't really know. I ain't even saying you don't really believe. You just don't know. You say you know, but your actions show you don't know. It's okay. It's okay. Now you know. To whom much is given, much is required. Now you're required to know. You're required to understand what God is able to do. Please accept that you didn't know, accept that you was wrong, accept that this was what you was doing, and repent from it, and let's move on. Don't sit here and try to debate this thing. Well, you don't, this is, how is that gonna be? I mean, you get, again, indignant about this stuff. Your head bobbing and you're looking at the situation and you just mad. Ask God for some deliverance. That's part of the plan too. That you got to get delivered from doubt. You got to get delivered from anger. You got to get delivered from frustration. You got all these things. I'm telling y'all, I told you 4 minutes ago, that's what I had to go through. I had to go through the deliverance so I can actually believe and know that this scripture works. But I had to apply it like medicine. Some of us been sick for a very long time, and you've been taking the wrong medicine. You needed penicillin for what you was taking, and you over here taking an aspirin. You got an infection, but you taking an aspirin. That ain't gonna work. Not gonna work. You got to change it up. The enemy got you so fooled. Girl, take that aspirin. You'll be all right. But you still over here with an infection. You still turning colors. But then now you have to go to the greatest physician of them all. Huh? You getting a spiritual infection with all of this doubt, with all of this hurt, this pain, all of this stuff. It's starting to affect the spiritual body. It's starting to affect the body. And God is like, when are you going to come to the hospital? When are you going to come in and let me prescribe you some medicine, which is his word? And he prescribes you this. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Can you really, 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 really say you love God? Like, for real. I ain't talking about because somebody, quote unquote, asked you if you love God. You're going to say yes. My question to you is, do you know? Do you know the scripture works? Do you believe the scripture works? So if you're saying yes, God is going to hold you to your yes. Put your yes up there. I want to see everybody put a yes up there. Put your yes up there. Yes, I believe. I know. Yes, I know. Because now when you put the yes up there, that means God is holding you to your yes. There is absolutely no reason or no reason for you to be rehearsing a bad situation. You should be excited that God is getting ready to show up in this bad situation. You should be excited that God is getting ready to reform you and remold you and restructure you so that you are able to walk this thing out. Man, come on now. Let's stop walking around here being bamboozled, being bewitched, just not acting like we don't know. Now you know. Well, I got some people, boy, they said they like, I ain't putting no yes. I ain't ready for my yes. So that means you're ready to just stay in your mess. That means, let me tell you what's going to happen. Let me just tell you what's going to happen. Because you don't want to put a yes, because you're still kind of angry, or you're mad because it just happened yesterday, or it just happened this morning, or it just happened. So no, you're not, even in the midst of us talking right now, it's like you're going back and forth. You know, I'm trying to listen to the thing, and you over here getting on my nerves. Won't you just go on about your business? Man, y'all can't tell me stuff like that don't happen. I ain't saying that just to be saying that. Somebody, that's happening somewhere. So I'm just saying right now, as you giving your yes, understand. Ooh, you got to be prepared to give God your best. If you're giving your yes, you got to be prepared to give God your best. I'm talking about in jacked up situations, in horrible situations. Sometimes these things get worse before they get better, because it's in the place where God is trying to teach us and train us and mold us in the midst of this situation. How do we look like him in this situation? How does he get the glory in this situation? How does he be able to be established in this situation? He gets established in all of that stuff by us, how we respond to it, how we look in the situation. And then now God is now looking down on, look at my son, look at my daughter. Mm-hmm. Yes, let me go ahead and protect them from this. Let me go ahead and show them favor for this. Let me go ahead and pour my love upon them right now because they're being a little depleted. Huh? You can ask for that. God, I need some strength. God, I need your love today. I need you to express your love to me today because I'm a little weak. I'm a little tired, but I know that you're able to give me what I need. I know that you're working the good for in this situation. I know that you're able to do. I know that that you can do all things. That you're able to do all things. And listen. In all things, God, I know you're working it. In all things, I know you're working it in my marriage. In all things, I know you're working it in my life. In all things, I know you're working it in my children. In all things, I know you're working it on my job. In all things, I know you're working. Let me do my part. Let me do my part. But my question to you today is, do you know? Do you know? I mean, do you really, 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 really know? I'm not talking about because you know that's the right thing to say. I'm talking about, do you know when you broken, when you hurt, when something is fresh and disappointment and lying and cheating and new baby mamas and all of this stuff? Do you know? Do you know? That's something to swallow. Cause you got to be mature in that. You can't be a kid. You can't be on milk. Because the enemy gonna present you the worst things, and you gotta. I mean, when you start seeing stuff like that, it's like God. The bigger the mess, the bigger the blessing. The bigger the God is about to do something big. You look at that stuff and you're like, oh my God, this is huge. What do you want me to do? And you start laughing because you realize, oh, you're going to get ready. You're going to allow God to do something big? Oh, yeah. Come on, God. Now I'm going back to scripture. God, I know you're getting ready to do something big in my life. I know you, because your scripture says in all things, you know, in all things, God works for the good. Oh, I know that you're getting ready to work something good in this right here. And I'm looking at it like this here. The bigger this is right here, the bigger what you're going to get ready to do, the bigger the good going to be. I'm ready for my good. I'm ready for my good. Oh, I've been going through for this. I had to go through this long. Oh, okay. I got you. Let me learn what I need to learn so I can get, I can be better. And that, that, that whatever it is that you're working in this situation, that you work something good through me, that I produce something good, that in the midst of this storm, in the midst of this situation, in the midst of this difficulties, there's something good that is coming out of me. That is good. There is something good that I'm producing. Because you are a producer of good, I'm producing good. I'm producing good fruit. I'm producing good sound. I'm producing good favor. I'm producing good love. I'm producing good understanding. I'm producing. I'm a reproducer of a reproducer. Oh, yeah. So, today I need you to know. Will you know? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? So I read Romans 8 and 28. I read it out of NIV. And the title is God's Good Plan for You. I need you to know that. Some of y'all need to probably go back to that scripture and just read it some more and realize and get into your mind that. And we know. I need you to know. I need you to know. I need you to know. Everybody ready for the good. But my question to you is, you ready for the bad? Because the bad stuff gonna happen too. Everybody want all good, but the bad stuff gonna happen too. So if you're already in the bad, you got to be working yourself to be a good, something good, that's producing good, that's producing a good sound, producing a good atmosphere, producing a atmosphere of love, producing an atmosphere of deliverance, producing kindness. I'm talking about. The good is coming out of you. All of the attributes of God are coming out of you because he created us to be good. I wasn't good until I got to help me. So. But women, you were created with good in mind. How did he know that he created? He put so much into you. Boom. I just caught that one. That was fresh for me. Come on, God. Come on, God. I'm about to go. I got to go cultivate. My wife got too much good into. I got to cultivate this thing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yep. So I know for myself, because God won't allow me to forget where I'm coming from. So I know where I am. I know that God is able to deliver. God is able to save. God is able to restore, reset, reboot, re-energize, everything. He's able. He's able. I'm a living proof of he's able. I'm a living proof. So if you ever got any doubt, ever, go to our website, JerrellynYvette.com. Go to YouTube, Jerrellyn Yvette Ministries. And I'm living proof. Living proof. I'm sure there's other people out there that's living proof too. You can find them too. But I'm just telling you who I am. I'm living proof. Proof that God can do something. God can restore. God can save. God can deliver. God can set free. I'm just flat out telling you. If you don't know who I am and you don't know our story, go and buy the book, Bent But Not Broken. Go to our broadcast. Go to Friday Night by the Fires. Go and find. Listen, ain't no need of you sitting there in depression, sitting there in a dark place, sitting there wallowing over a situation. This is the day that the Lord has made. You should make a choice to rejoice and be glad in it. That was part of the plan. That's part of the plan. But you wake up mad at yesterday. You wake up mad at last week. You wake up mad because you woke up and you turn around on the other pillow and nobody's laying on that pillow. Prophesy to the pillow. Prophesy a good thing to the pillow. Prophesy yourself through your hurt and your pain. Grab the word of God that allows it to get inside of you. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You don't have enough word inside of you to even speak to the pillow. God is trying to work a good thing. But he's trying to create good things too. The place of getting our house in divine order, the process of doing that, and the effect of being in order, what it has not only on me and my wife, but on our children and on people that are connected to us, is that thing is so important. And if you don't know, some people are just, you need an impartation. Okay? You need an impartation. And some of the impartation is just the insight, the revelation, the knowing us, knowing what the ministry, I mean, speaking every step of where we've been going. The overseer. Listen to what I'm telling y'all. This is not something that, y'all don't want to miss this. Promise you. Ooh. And we talking about divine order. We talking about people that can make that can shift a hemisphere, that can shift the dynamics of family. Because we talk about ministry, we talking about marriage, ministry, marketplace, marriage, ministry, marketplace, marriage, ministry, marketplace. See y'all, we've been trying to separate it, but it all works hand in hand. Me and my wife have been doing this, you know, for the past 6 years now, 5 years, whatever it may be. But just marriage was the first thing we had to work on. We worked on that. And then ministry became part of just what we do. My marriage is my ministry. So if I ain't gonna work on my, if I'm not gonna work on my marriage, why am I here trying to do ministry? So I'm working on my marriage. So my marriage became my ministry because my ministry started flourishing because my marriage started flourishing. When I got my marriage and my ministry flourishing, now business started being created to actually operate inside of me. I know the order. I know what I had to work on first. I know what I had to know. Some of y'all messing it up. You working on your business and forgetting about your marriage. You want ministry, but don't care nothing about your marriage. You got it all backwards. Your marriage is your first ministry. Yep. And when you start functioning well in that, then it just automatically flows into the next. And then it flows into the next. And then it flows into whatever God has planned, whatever God has purpose. We're talking about divine order. Amen? Because I need y'all to know. I need you to be the ones that saying, oh, we know. Oh, I know. Oh, I gave God my yes. I'm in it. I'm in it. Amen? All right, y'all. Listen, y'all have a blessed day, anointed day. Read that scripture some more and see what God, read it in different versions, because I want you to get a better understanding, because I need you to know. I need you to actually know that in all things, listen, they say all things. All has been all ever since it's been all. It's everything. Everything. All things, everything. So whatever your thing is, God is able. He is working for the good. But here's the stipulation. For those who love him. Loving him is like, I'm following his commandments. I'm following his word. I'm following his precepts. I'm following his statutes. I'm following his instructions. That's the way you show that you love him. You look like him. You sound like him. You present yourself like him. Amen. When you know, you know. Ain't no need of being afraid. Step out. Step out. That's what I'm talking about, Bernadine. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to come in agreement with you. Show you right. Show you right. Yes, yes, yes. All right, y'all. I got to go. Lord, I thank you for each and every individual. I thank you, Father God, for opening our eyes to understanding that you're able to do, that you're working the good in all things. Father, I thank you, Father, that we understand that the requirement is for us to love you, for the ones that are love you, Father. So we love you as you have loved us enough to give your son, to give up your only begotten son for our life. Father, we thank you right now that this day that our eyes are being opened to the call and to the purpose that you have assigned us to. I thank you, Father, that our ears are fine-tuned, Father God, to your voice and to your instructions now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are softening our hearts now, Father God, from the times that we've had a hard heart. You're delivering us from the hard-heartedness. You're delivering us from the broken heart. You're delivering us from the trauma. You're delivering us, Father God, from anything that have caused us, Father, to not look like you, sound like you, walk like you, move like you, function like you, now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your word says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father, we speak liberty over the households now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for soft answers that's turning away wrath. We thank you, Father God, for delivering facial expressions. Father God, the body language, Father God, that is not pleasing to you now in the name of Jesus, Father, that we now laid and cancel every word curse that have been spoken over the marriage now in the name of Jesus by them, or even worse, that have been cursed by other people now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father, for the sanctity of marriage. I thank you for the covenant of marriage. I thank you, Father God, for a bloodline perimeter set around marriage. Father, thank you for restoring marriages, resetting marriages, restoring marriages, Father God. Oh, I thank you for marriages that have been broken up, Father God, that you're speaking life into them now. Father God, things that have caused marriages to be separated, by every marriage breaking spirit, wedge that is drawn in between marriages, Father God, I declare that it's being removed as far as the east is from the west now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind the spirit of anger and irritation and agitation now. We annihilate it. We cancel it. We, Father God, we renounce it now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus, Father, over the household, over each and every individual. Now, in the name of Jesus, we say household salvation, household deliverance now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father, for operating in the miraculous, operating in the things that we forgive us for thinking that something is impossible for you, Father God, because we know that you're able to that you're working good in all things, Father God. We thank you right now. That our hearts are being turned back to you. Our hearts are being turned back to you now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed. Y'all have a wonderful day. Hey, listen, share this with somebody. Share this with someone. Don't be a hoarder, just hoard it for yourself. Somebody else needs to hear this. Allow somebody else to hear this, because listen, I need them to know. You want them to know too. I mean, I know you got some friends. Share this with your friends. Share this with your Facebook friends. Share this with your YouTube friends. Share it with someone. Share it with your little group. Share it with your partners. Somebody, listen, we need people to know. We wondering why, because everybody get in a situation. And everybody get into that woe is me. So we want people to know. Amen. Our people perish for a lack of knowledge. Let's help them. Let's help ourselves. Amen. Let's go. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. Spread the word. Be the light. Be the beacon. Be that one. Be transformed. Every day. Every day. Guess what? Every day you wake up, you get an opportunity. This is what I tell my mentees. Day by day, situation by situation, get better. Don't stay the same. Get better. So what are you doing today to get better in your situation? What are you going to do to get better? Amen. All right, y'all. Hey, y'all be blessed. Love y'all. Y'all have a great day. We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.